Okay, Sam, what was it like seeing your kicker out there crowd surfing at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, no, that was juicing me up. I saw that, and I mean, he deserves all the credit in the world. Will's, you know, obviously a phenomenal talent, and it's been cool to just kind of be by his side through it all and to watch him develop even as the season progresses. So, yeah, I know he would have been uncomfortable doing it, which also made it even more funny for me to see. So,
I want to have you describe what your experience on that field goal was like, because your role arguably is the biggest one. You got to catch it and get it in place and then see it go through. What, take us through that. What was that like?
Yeah, no, it was good fun. I mean, it's what you, you know, train all the hours for, is for moments like that. And I sort of said to Will, you know, regardless of what happens, you know, that I love him and that he's going to be fine regardless of what the result is. And we'll crack in jokes kind of on the sideline as we always do right before we go out. It's just something that we do just to kind of take the result out of it. And, you know, I've sort of said in the past with punting as well that if you can take out, I guess, in your mind, the result aspect of it, you should be fine just because you'll kick loose or punt loose. So, and yeah, that's what Will did.
Sam, looking at just the special teams for BYU, the consistency from week to week and big scoring plays from week to week, obviously against Utah, yeah, the 3 field goals from Will. Keelan Marion had that kickoff return for a touchdown. What has been the key to that consistency? What's been the key to the special teams, for lack of a better way to put it, being special in their play?
Yeah, I think it obviously just starts at the top with the coaches implementing the right scheme for us to go out and succeed, and then all the boys buying in to do it. You know, I've said in the past that if you don't have guys wanting to be on special teams, it's probably going to fail. So the fact that we have guys that are wanting to be out there and wanting to contribute and care about it just as much as offense and defense is probably why it's been so successful for us so far this year.
Go ahead, Jay Drew, and then Sean Walker.
Hey, Sam, I was wondering if you can describe Will Farron for us, his personality, what makes him tick? What's this guy like?
Yeah, Will's very humble. It's funny, in the specialist community, they always talk about having or trying to have amnesia, and he's probably the best I've ever seen at having that mentality of, you know, whether he misses or makes it, just moving on to the next rep. And so I think that's probably what makes him special as a kicker, to be honest. But yeah, he's pretty similar on the field as he is off the field. He's pretty relaxed. I think I'm probably, for the operation, I'm probably the one that gets a little bit too juiced up when he makes a play. So it's kind of a nice balance where he can calm me down and I can get him up, so it's cool.
And then follow up, as an Australian, when you just witness this college football atmospheres in the United States, is it what you expected, or is it as crazy as it kind of seems?
Yeah, no, it's bananas. I've said to the guys back home, like my friends, that it's, until you're in it, you don't really know what it's like with the atmosphere. And I kind of like the animosity that we had on the weekend, because it gets the juices flowing. And yeah, it is very different to anything that you would experience back home, so I love it.
Go ahead, Sean.
Sam, we'll touch on something a little bit after the game, and I'm wondering if you could give us some context about how much you guys have practiced just the little things in the kicking game, you at Holder and then, you know, Riggsy with the snap and that kind of thing. Just like, how much do you estimate you guys have gone over all of those little things that obviously is paying off pretty well?
Yeah, a ridiculous amount. I remember when I got here in January, I said to Will and Dalton that, you know, I want to spend every day, twice a day, going out and practicing holding, just because I'd never really done it before. So, and I knew that, you know, obviously there could be an opportunity where I would be the starting punter and starting holder, so I treated it as such, and I gave it the effort that it required, you know, because I knew that there might be a situation like we had on the weekend where, you know, I'd want to be confident, and confidence comes from practice. So yeah, I think we definitely did our due diligence with how much effort we've put in and how much work we've done since January, since I got here, so credit to those guys as well.
Were you surprised at all at how much work it took to become the starting holder? Because you came here, I mean, you obviously were a Division I punter at Pitt and everything, and so I imagine you probably felt like you had that going down and whatnot. Were you surprised at just what a joke to feel like you were a competent holder? It's, I feel like that's probably the most overlooked position in football in some ways, right?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is an underrated aspect of the job of being, I guess, a punter slash holder. I'm not surprised by the work it took. I think I felt pretty confident probably by March in my abilities to hold, but just with the personality that I am, I want to be perfect, so I'm never going to not do the hours that it requires to be the best at it that I can be, even now as well.
We'll take our last questions from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Sam, I wanted to ask you, rivalry game, did it live up to the hype? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it lived up to the hype. Yeah, it was good fun. It was, as I touched on it earlier, that it was you know, there was a bit of animosity there from the crowd and things like that, which kind of made it fun as well in a way, just because, you know, the extra adrenaline and things like that. So it definitely lived up to the hype for sure.
Coach Papinga has been essentially a revelation in terms of special teams this year. Two kick returns for a touchdown, punt return for a touchdown. You're running fake punts. You got your guy Will Farron also running fake kicks at times. What makes him so good at what he does?
Yeah, I think Coach Pop, and I think the coaches would attest to this as well, that he's just a workhorse when it comes to his craft. He's always in here earlier than everybody else, dialing up, you know, schemes and plans for, you know, different teams. And I think his ability to be able to get the best out of his players is probably what separates him as a coordinator. And I think he plays to a lot of our strengths, and even the fakes that we do probably play to all of our strengths. Although practicing that through the legs was ugly at the beginning, it ended up being pretty good. So, yeah, I think Pop is just very good at understanding what we're all, I guess, capable of doing, and